47 or 48-yard line. And Smith, the big defensive lineman, he is shaken up. He's over at the Alabama bench area and just crawling over to get some medical attention.
O'Neal, again, showed his elusiveness there. A pretty good initial job by Wisconsin's offensive line of holding up in the protection, and then was able to, when the rush did get to him, elude and at least pick up some positive yardage.
Well, at the 48 of Wisconsin, second out at 21. O'Neal ducks under his center now. Pulls back and around. Tyrell Henry needs a block from Aker. Gets one from him, but Brayson Hubbard closed the gate at the midfield stripe as Henry advances to the 49. And there's the speed, the aggressive nature of the Alabama defense. It's third down and long for Wisconsin.
And that's the difference when you see a Middle Tennessee State and an Alabama. You have those long developing plays. We saw those end arounds last week go for big plays. That was blocked and actually set up really well, but the speed of Alabama coming downhill was able to get him before he could get started.
Third and 18, Wisconsin at the Alabama 49-yard line. Three receivers right. Chris Brooks out to the left. Dylan Jones is the running back. O'Neal, shotgun snap. They'll run it with Dylan Jones inside the 45, down to about the 43-yard line. And that's it. Mekhi Hill-Green getting involved, among others, defensively. So they keep it safe on third down and 18. The ball is at the 43-yard line of Alabama, and they will send on the punt team with Atticus Bertrams, hoping to pin Alabama deep.
And I'm sure there's a lot of Badger fans frustrated. Third and 18, and you run an inside draw play, but you have to kind of take a look at the big picture here. You have three young players. You're trying to protect and not make a critical mistake.
It's fourth and 12 as Bertram steps up, and the kick is away as Adams actually he lets it fly, and Jaden Ballard racing down there is able to catch it at the 2-yard line of Alabama. So that worked, and now we'll see what the Wisconsin defense can do after a 41-yard punt and a beauty off the foot of Atticus Bertrams. Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest to enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Families will be selected for the chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's uwbadgers.com/contest. From the Rail Transport broadcast booth, 5:43 left in the first half, Alabama 14, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
For over 100 years, David Catt has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local Catt dealer, David Catt provides new and used, heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and Favic Catt is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FavicCatt.com or call your local Favic Catt store for more information. Favic Catt is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
From Dane to Foles.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Gary Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Gary Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Gary Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Elevate your fitness journey with SUPS, your one-stop shop for premium nutritional supplements. Discover the best formulas from top brands at unbeatable prices. Say goodbye to fake reviews and pixie dust blends. Experience the SUPS difference today. Always viewing local athletes. Call 800-968-0993 Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Needs at Menards. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Alabama leads 14-0 over Wisconsin. 5:43 left in the first half. Tide will be taken over at the Alabama 2 as we check in again with Patrick.
Official injury reports that we expected. Jake Renfro's questionable with a lower body injury, and Kerry Kodonko questionable with an upper body injury, something he's been dealing with prior to today's game. So one stat that we talked about pregame that was important in this one is time of possession, and it's been a little misleading, I guess. Wisconsin actually leads the time of possession, 13 minutes and 42 seconds, compared to 10:35 for Alabama. Part of that is Alabama had a three-play touchdown drive. But if you're looking for silver linings, that Wisconsin has been able to get some first downs and keep the ball, and hopefully this defense is a little bit fresher than maybe they would be.
Yeah, they got Alabama backed up at its own two-yard line. Kevin Riley is the running back. Simpson in the shotgun about 4 yards deep in his end zone. Parker Brailsford is the center as Simpson will give it to Riley. Priest off the right side to the 5. He's to the 10. Riley stiff arms a man and gets up across the 10-yard line. Austin Brown able to drive him out of bounds, and that's a first down run for the Tide. As just like that, they get a little bit of space across the 10-yard line, marking around the 12, first and 10.
Yeah, just a little bit too much room off of the right tackle of Alabama. Then Austin Brown battling to get him down, finally shoved him out of bounds, but not until he picked up 10 and gave Alabama a bunch of room to operate.
We'll call it closer to the 18 or the 13-yard line, beg your pardon. Ryan Williams motions left, a toss to the right. Here's Riley, and he gets slammed into by Tackett Curtis. Maybe a yard, but that's one you felt as Tackett Curtis just threw his body into the running back. A gain of 1 to the 14 of Alabama, second down and 9.
Yeah, you heard that. A little fake off to the left and a flip out to the right. And Curtis read it right away, went downhill, and threw, as you said, Matt, threw his body at him. I'd like to see wrap up a little bit more, but really brought the stick on that hit.
4.5 minutes left in the second quarter. 14-0 Alabama. The Tide with a second and 9 at their own 14-yard line. Receivers right, one on the left. Now the breakout, the tight end Cuevas to the right. Simpson looking, throwing left, and a sliding catch made at the 20-yard line by Isaiah Horton. Ricardo Holman over there defensively. It'll be a third down and 3 for the Tide at the Alabama 20.
And the tricky part here, you know, if you're Tressel trying to figure out how to cover and what you want to do, you obviously have to respect the speed that Alabama has on the perimeter, but you also can't sit back and just let these dink and dunks. It's a real battle that he's going to have to keep fighting.
The Alabama 23rd and 3 trips to the left. Riley the running back. Simpson in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Badgers send 4. Simpson over the middle. That's caught by Bernard across the 25. Breaks to his right. Brought down to the 26-yard line. And a third down conversion again for Alabama. Austin Brown is there defensively as the Tide. Now 3 out of 5, if this stands, there's a penalty marker over by the Alabama sideline. So hang on.
Holding on the defense, number 6. 10-yard penalty, automatic, first down.
That's Emilio Agard, the redshirt freshman, so another Wisconsin penalty, and it's a first down for Alabama at its 30-yard line with 3:31 left in the first half. 14-0, the Crimson Tide.
Yeah, Alabama just ran a basic shallow cross. He was able to find some space and then avoided the hit of Tackett Curtis and was able to pick it up, but it didn't matter because of the penalty.
So a pistol formation. Riley the running back. Caleb Edwards, a tight end, was wide left, motions to the formation. First and 10, Alabama. So we get late in the second quarter. Simpson, little play fake, drops the throw, fires to the right, and it is caught by Ryan Williams. He'll step out of bounds in front of Ricardo Holman. On the Wisconsin side of the 50, they'll mark it at the 48 in Badger territory.
Another big-time throw by Simpson. I was watching that unfold. Ricardo did a pretty good job, but Williams sold like he was going to run a post and then just broke it out in a very good coverage, tough throw. But Williams, with that special talent, was able to create a lot of separation and a big play.
Williams had a big first half of the season last year, a freshman star, 31 catches. The last 6 games, he had but 17 receptions. From the 48 of Wisconsin, first and 10, Isaiah Horton, a receiver, motions right to left. Little play fake, Simpson drifting to his right, looking, chased by Austin Brown. And he will be caught by Aaron Witt. Aaron Witt hangs in there and makes the play outside the 45-yard line of Wisconsin near the 47. So about the line of scrimmage, little if anything on the gain on the play for Ty Simpson. They'll mark it right at the 48. So it's second down and 10 for Alabama as we hit the 2-minute timeout. We are about to here in Tuscaloosa, and we are at it right now. So again, the Badger defense doing what it can. It'll be a second and 10 for Alabama when play continues. At U.S. Bank, we team together to support our customers and our community. Stop by your local U.S. Bank branch today. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. From the Rail Transport broadcast booth, 2 minutes left in the half. Alabama 14, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hello, this is Brian from Walsh's. Stop in at Ace Hardware for red hot deals, good through September 30th. Stay prepared with Ace Motor Oil 1 quart, $3.49, or tackle any job with Warner 6-foot fiberglass stepladder, $99.99. And don't miss Rubbermaid Roughneck 32-gallon trash can, $26.99, to keep your garage or your yard clean and organized. Ace Hardware, your one-stop shop for red-hot savings, but only until September 30th. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
It's the season for savings from Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get special offers, hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all sizes, from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Ready to keep you on track this season with excellent parts and service.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
That'll spoil you from jeans and tees to sneakers and more, which means you can do it all without overdoing your budget when you shop at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. 2 minutes left in the first half. Alabama 14, Wisconsin nothing. The Tide will have a second and 10 at the Badgers' 48-yard line when play picks up.
So, I mean, when you come into this game, you think, all right, you have to stop the run, you have to run the football, and obviously I think Wisconsin has done a very good job sans the play coming off the goal line here. They gave up 10 or 11 yards. Been really stout against the run, but the receiving core for Alabama has been really good. They've made big plays. You know, obviously, Williams, we all know about him, but Bernard has been good. And on the flip side of that, Wisconsin has not been able to get their passing game going outside of, you know, a screen pass to Mason and then balls out to their tailbacks. Wisconsin's receivers have yet to catch a pass here with 2 minutes left in the second quarter.
Alabama with 20 yards rushing. But as you mentioned, their receivers are so good. Simpson's been on point, 10 of 11 for 144 yards, including a 43-yard touchdown pass to Jeremy Bernard. So here we go, second and 10 for the Tide, going left to right as we view it in the second quarter. Simpson under center has three receivers to the left. Ryan Williams, one of them, motions to the right. Simpson off the play fake, back to throw. Let's it fly over the middle. It's caught by Brooks at the 30-yard line. Preston Zachman whips him down. There's Lazare Brooks, the freshman receiver, with a first and 10 at the 32 of Wisconsin. A minute 53 left in the first half.
Yeah, too much protection there. Alabama runs their, has their receivers out and around, and their tailback does a great job of picking up Austin Brown. And then there's four white jerseys, and he fits it in there beautifully before Zachman can get him to the ground.
We'll work the clock a little bit. A minute 35 remaining in the first half. 14 to nothing Alabama. Two receivers left, one on the right, ball at the Badgers 32-yard line. Jeremy Bernard, right, wide right, motions left. They'll fake the jet to him. Simpson throwing to the left. It's caught by Riley. A hard collision from Ricardo Holman, but Riley hangs on as he goes to the turf at the 13-yard line of Wisconsin. First down, Alabama.
And the protection, again, was very good by Alabama. Their left tackle did a great job on Cheeks. Didn't let him step up in that pocket. And again, pretty good coverage when you're talking about that zone. There's three or four guys, but Simpson is putting the ball where he needs to. The receivers are going up and high pointing the football, and they're picking up big chunk plays.
1 minute left in the half, 14-0 Alabama, and it's threatening for more. Evan Riley motions into the backfield, double wide to the right for the Wisconsin 13-yard line. Shotgun snap, Simpson reads it, keeps it, throws it over the middle. Caught, Isaiah Horton, touchdown Alabama. Oh, a beautiful throw from Ty Simpson. Horton snags it, and it's 20-0 Alabama in the final minute of the second quarter.
Wisconsin brought the house, brought a ton of pressure. They picked it up, and then just, again, we've been saying it, Simpson has found his rhythm. He is putting the ball where he needs to. Again, coverage not bad. Their wide receivers have been able to make plays in that second, in the end zone there, and another touchdown for Alabama.
Connor Talty on to attempt the extra point. As Alabama now with a 21-0 lead. An 8-play, 98-yard drive for Alabama that took 4 minutes and 58 seconds. 45 seconds left in the half, 21-0 Alabama. Back in 1 minute. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
On the go and want to stay connected to live college sports anywhere in the country? The answer is yes. Download the free Varsity Network app available on Apple and Android. With new features this season, it's easier than ever to listen live and keep up with your favorite teams. Don't miss a moment. Get the Varsity Network app now. Well, the Badgers at Alabama pinned at its own 2-yard line. No problem, said the Alabama offense. 8 plays, 98 yards, 4 minutes, 58 seconds. Ty Simpson, a 13-yard pass to Isaiah Horton. 45 seconds left in the half. Now 21-0, Alabama.
That was the disappointing part. You have him pinned, and you know, obviously it's four, at that point 14-0. That's where you're hoping your defense needs to kind of bow up, get the ball back, and even if you can go down and get a field goal, cut it 14-3, that's what you're kind of looking for. And they get the big chunk run, which is their really only significant run that I've seen. The Wisconsin run defense has been really good, but unfortunately, Simpson looks like Richard Todd was down here. Joe Namath,
yeah.
Bart Starr. I mean, he is 13 of 14 for a buck 92 and two tutters. That I did not have on my Scrabble card for today's game, and that obviously can't continue because he has found his rhythm. He has a plethora of weapons that he can choose to go to, and now that he's found that rhythm, it has been very difficult to slow him down, and that's led to this 21-0 deficit.
86 of the 98 yards on the drive covered from the arm of Ty Simpson here in this game. Yeah, it's, and he's a departure from the quote new normal of college football. Back up for 3 years, he developed, worked, waited his turn.
Didn't leave when time when
exactly.
Oh, I didn't get my
yes.
way. I'm not here, and maybe he recognizes, hey, Jalen Milroe is a pretty good player. Maybe I'll learn some things. And you know, unfortunately for us, it seems as if he's learned some things throwing the football because he has played almost a flawless first half of ball.
And there's talent behind him: a redshirt sophomore Austin Mack, a five-star true freshman Keelan Russell. But credit Simpson, as he has been next to flawless here in this first half, is Talty with the kick and again letting it sail over his head to the back line of the end zone is Vinny Anthony. And We'll see what the Badgers try to do here with the ball at the 25-yard line and 45 seconds left in the first half.
Yeah, it's going to be tricky here because obviously you're down 21 in 45 seconds. You have timeouts. Normally you'd say, what do you mean it's tricky? Let's go. We need to go get points. You have to understand, too, you have a third-string center in there right now.
No, you don't. Jake Renfro is back in there.
All right.
Yeah, I just noticed that. So
let's go.
Okay, let's see what they do here. Four receivers to the right. As Mason motioning to the left, here's Darion Dupree running into the arms of the linebacker, Justin Jefferson, and he'll be stopped at the 29-yard line. So maybe with Jake just testing it here at the end of the half with 30 seconds left in it. Second down and six for the Badgers at their 29-yard line.
Well, whoever is playing center, it's still Jake's out there. Does not look like Wisconsin is interested in doing a lot here as the clock keeps ticking under 20 seconds.
And they remain in their huddle. They don't have to run a play here.
Doesn't look like they're going to.
Nope. I think Alabama will receive in the second half. And the Tide will go into the locker room with a 3-touchdown lead. So we hit halftime at Saban Field at Bryant-Denny Stadium in Tuscaloosa as the home fans with a lot to cheer about through the first 30 minutes, and we'll see what the Badgers can do to try to make this thing a bit of a fight into the second half. Halfway through, it's Alabama 21, Wisconsin nothing. Coming up, Mike Heller has the halftime report presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Mike's back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
At Jones, we make our sausage, bacon, and ham the traditional way, with simple ingredients and a commitment to distinctive quality. But what we're really proud of is how they taste. Our bacon is dry-aged. Almost no other manufacturer takes the time to do that. And our all-natural roll sausage is made with just three ingredients: pork, salt, and spices. That's it. It's attention to detail and quality that you can taste in every bite. At Jones, we've been making breakfast better since 1889, and we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Hey Badger fans, this is Brian Butch. Just like the Badgers, Potosi Brewing Company knows what it means to be part of a winning team. That's why they created Varsity Golden Ale, brewed with Wisconsin Athletics in mind. And the results are in. In one short year, Varsity has become one of the top-selling Golden Ales in the state. Even better, sales of Varsity have created significant impact for Wisconsin student-athletes through NIL. So next time you're cheering on the Badgers, grab a Varsity Golden Ale and be part of the team.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Badger football is brought to you by Ford. Fearless is a Badger. That's a Ford SUV. Check one out at your Wisconsin Ford dealer. Jones Dairy Farm, making breakfast better since 1889. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards. Proud partner of Badger football. This is the Badger Halftime Show.
And I'm Mike Heller with you from Saban Field at Bryant-Denny Stadium in Tuscaloosa. We're at the half. It is Alabama on top of Wisconsin, 21-0. Let me give you a couple of the numbers that will jump out and then talk about how this game has gotten to this point. Alabama has 212 yards of total offense. 192 of those are in the air. Wisconsin has 59 yards of total offense,
and 44 yards in the air, just 15 rushing yards. Alabama only has 20 rushing yards in the first half, but that's the difference. Bama figured out early that Wisconsin was going to load the box and see if they couldn't stop the run. They did, and Alabama has simply gone to the air. And in going to the air, Ty Simpson is 13 of 14 for 192 yards and two touchdowns. But here's part of the storyline. When you're going to steal one on the road against a ranked team, when Wisconsin got Alabama to turn it over on their first possession on downs, when they failed on a fourth and two at their own 46, Wisconsin took over at Alabama's 46, and on the first play, Danny O'Neill throws an interception. Alabama turns that into an 11-play, 61-yard touchdown drive. And a couple of other numbers on the Badgers' drives in the first half. Their first drive, they faced a third and 19 and punted on fourth and 26. Their second drive is a one-play interception. Wisconsin's third drive faced a third and 14, which resulted in a sack and a punt on fourth and 23. The Badgers' fourth drive faced a third and 18. They punted on fourth and 12, and then the last drive is a one-down play. And one time when Wisconsin pins Alabama deep on a punt that was down to the two-yard line, Bama turns around and goes eight plays and 98 yards for their third touchdown of the first half. That's the score, 21-0 Alabama at the break. Our American Family Insurance halftime report continues. We'll check out some of the other scores from across the country in just a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey Badgers, ready to one-up your rivals off the field? Abbott and the Big Ten are back with the We Give Blood Drive. By showing up to donate blood, you can help your school win $1 million for student or community help. Score a limited edition home field designed Wisconsin t-shirt, and most importantly, save lives. Go to bigten.org/Abbott to find a donation location and put Wisconsin in the lead. That's bigten.org/Abbott.
Jess Sims is always looking to take her performance to the next level.
Palms facing you, then you're going to switch.
You got this, Jess.
We got this.
And she needs her money to work as hard as she does. That's why she uses U.S. Bank Bank Smartly Checking and Savings, which does exactly that, helping her track her spending and grow her money.
About the mental work.
Together, we'll achieve more than any of us could alone. That's the power of Jess, and this is the power of us. Visit usbank.com today to get started. Member FDIC, copyright 2025 U.S. Bank.
This is Badger football.
Tight pocket. Down he goes. Inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
When you get to Oakwood, you're out there having fun.
It's apple season at Oakwood Fruit Farm, featuring fresh pick favorites like Honeycrisp, Gala, and Macintosh. Perfect for eating or cooking. Sip on fresh apple cider, and in the bakery, hot apple cider donuts made fresh daily, homemade caramel apples, turnovers, cookies, and even take and bake pies. Every Tuesday, enjoy 10% off all apple purchases. And while you're there, brighten your porch with beautiful fall mums and pick your own grapes. Oakwood Fruit Farm is open daily, 9 to 5. Follow the signs south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win as all landowners receive green for their logs, and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Once again, back with you at Saban Field, Bryant Denny Stadium in Tuscaloosa, Alabama at the half. It is 21-0 Alabama Crimson Tide over the Badgers of Wisconsin. I'm Mike Heller. Our scoreboard update is presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Elsewhere in Big Ten play, number 4 Oregon is in Evanston, Illinois to take on Northwestern. It is 17-0 at the half, Oregon on top of Northwestern. Meanwhile, number 23 Michigan playing an out-of-conference home game against Central Michigan, 35-3 Wolverines almost at halftime. Nebraska is on the home field against Houston Christian. Couple of minutes remaining in the first half, 38-0 Cornhuskers in that one. Maryland, Wisconsin's opponent a week from today. Maryland leading at the break, or almost at the break, against Towson State. 31-0 is the score of that one. A couple of Big Ten teams in action last night. Indiana, 22nd ranked in the country, beat Indiana State 73-0. And New Mexico goes on the road to beat UCLA. The Bruins are 0-3, 0-2 at home. They're not on Wisconsin's schedule this year. Top 25 action. It is Clemson, number 12 in the country, trailing 13-0 at Georgia Tech inside of a minute and a half to play in the first half. Number 13, Oklahoma, leads over Temple 25-0. That game late in the second quarter. I'll talk with our postgame host, Bill Schmidt. He will join me on the other side as we continue. You're listening to Badger Football from Learfield.
It's Ford Truck Month in the state of Wisconsin, where we tailgate in sub-zero temps, spend our Friday nights at the old fish fry, and rely on the number one truck brand in Wisconsin to make it happen. Only in Wisconsin. Only in a Ford. Time to save big on the trucks that are made for our state. Truck Month starts now.
Based on S&P Global Mobility Retail U.S. new vehicle registrations for the truck vehicle type CYTD December 2024.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Badger football all season long.
All the way! 71 yards!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Experience. When it comes to surgery, the more experience, the better. The surgical team at the Richland Hospital is experienced in using methods and materials that ensure that surgery is less invasive, healing is quicker, and relapse is less likely. For more information about surgeries performed at the Richland Hospital, visit richlandhospital.com.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
At the break, our American Family Insurance halftime report. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. We welcome in Bill Schmidt, host of the Badger postgame show, both on the network and local level, along with Lance Allen after the game today. Billy, there's a recipe that is to be had if you're going to pull a significant upset, and this would be a significant one. And it starts with that you have to play clean. And by no measure has Wisconsin played clean through 30 minutes.
Yeah, easily to say it this way, Mike, but this ain't it. You have an opportunity when you get the ball inside of Alabama territory after an aggressive decision by Kalen DeBoer in the Tide to try to get their offense going, go for it on fourth and down. Fourth down, you get the stop, you get the ball in Crimson Tide territory, and quickly throw it right back to the Tide. I think Matt said it very well in the pregame a couple of times with you, and you mentioned it as well, Mike. Danny O'Neill got away with a couple of balls a week ago against Middle Tennessee State that you can get away with against a Conference USA opponent. When you're talking about the SEC, they close quickly. They make adjustments very quickly, and the Badgers are going to have to make a couple. The toughest part about this, Mike, is the middle eight is a lot of times where the game is won and lost. It was 14-0 when you approached that. But the Badgers might really only have one snap. You got to get a stop here, because otherwise your next full possession will come when it's a three, maybe four score game.
Yeah, the notes that I made off the first half, Billy, I'll let you kind of comment on this, is You get that turnover on downs that you talked about in the first play is the easiest interception you're going to see, and then Alabama turns that, obviously, into a scoring drive. Early second quarter, third and 15. When you're on defense against Alabama, you get them into a third and 15, and then you get a roughing the passer penalty, and on the next play, Alabama hits on a 43-yard touchdown throw. And then finally, you punt to their two-yard line, and they go eight plays and 98 yards, 86 of them in the air. That tells the story. Alabama knows that Wisconsin has taken away their run game, and they said, okay, we can do this in the air.
Yeah, they're making Ty Simpson beat him, and as Tausch said, he's looking like Joe Namath and Bart Starr, which is the exact last thing that you could have anticipated. But at least they've gotten him on the ground when he's moved, and Mike, that's the one deal. The outclassed in the speed variety, it hasn't felt like in the ground game, but right now the Badgers have to find a way to put something together. You're there. It looks hot. It looks hot from the air-conditioned studio. I can only imagine how the 6-7, 300-plus pounders on the Badgers defensive line are feeling. You got to be able to give them a little bit of rest here after getting a stop and put a drive here together.
Yeah, currently it's 87. I mean, at least from a time of possession standpoint, it's relatively even. In fact, it just favors Alabama by about a minute at the break. Last one quick for you. What would be the message at the half right now? Alabama's going to start with the football. What can Wisconsin come out and do differently?
Well, Mike, I think this is all about competing. And as much as people hate hearing playing for pride, there is a massive aspect of that. But there's also a lot of jobs on the line. You're playing right now with a backup quarterback. And if Jake Renfro's able to go, we sure hope he is. But at times, they're a third-string center. There's a lot of opportunity here. And make it against whoever is on the other side. Big Ten play starts a week from now. And the season kind of gets a little bit of new life right there. You have to play 30 minutes of your best football if anything is going to happen. But start with getting a first down and stack some positive plays.
All right, very good. Billy and Lance Allen will take care of you post-game when this one wraps up. At the half, it is Alabama 21 and Wisconsin nothing. This is the American Family Insurance Halftime Report. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Matt and Mark return with a look at some of the first half stats in just a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Quarterback Jordan Love isn't just on the Packers. He's also on the American Family Insurance team. Because like us, he believes in dreaming fearlessly.
Just chase your dreams and don't let nobody hold you back.
And we help protect those dreams with the right coverage so you can
dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
On game day, there's nothing like tailgating, touchdowns, and Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Twisted Tea goes down smooth and tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. Cool, refreshing, and a 5% kick of alcohol. Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Look for the bright yellow cans where you buy beer. Keep it twisted, Badger fans, with Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Please drink responsibly.
Badger football lives here.
Oh, my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Town and Country Television, Ann Appliance is your source for world-famous Speed Queen laundry products. With 3, 5, and 7-year warranty options, you'll be washing worry-free for years. Right now, an offer to save up to $400 on your choice of the sleek new matte black is waiting for you. Visit Town and Country Television and Appliance, next to Goodwill, weekdays 8 to 5, or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Greater cause.
Badger football is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. You Usinger's. Look for Usinger's famous sausage at your local grocer. The elf on the label means quality on your table. And by Coors Light. Wisconsin fans, choose chill. Now, with the call of the second half, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
21-0, Alabama leads Wisconsin at the half. We check out some of the first half stats. Total yards, 212 for the tie, just 59 for Wisconsin. Ty Simpson is 13 of 14 through the air, 192 yards and two touchdowns. Danny O'Neill, 6 out of 7, 44 yards, one interception. No pass completions to a wide receiver. Running backs, Darion Dupree, Dylan Jones getting involved. Tight ends, Lance Mason and Grant Steck. The penalties, 4 for 55 yards for Wisconsin. They have been very, very ill-timed, either wiping out a first down or giving Alabama a first down. It's just been, you know, the defense, Tausch at times, is doing some good things. The offense with three different centers in this game here so far. We'll see what Jake Renfro does in the second half, but they just can't get anything going offensively.
It can't. And, you know, we knew, I think, coming down here that offensively it was going to be a bit of a struggle. Obviously, Alabama is very good on the defensive side of the football. But you know, a positive, obviously, the run defense has been incredibly stout, 20 yards rushing to Alabama, and you're thinking, okay, but what you didn't anticipate or hope, I guess, that wouldn't happen was that Simpson has been he's been great. He's finding spots. He's made a few really difficult throws. It's not as if guys are running wide open, but they're too much protection. I thought coming into it, I thought our front needed to be incredibly disruptive on the defensive side of the ball. So give Alabama's offensive line credit. They've done a really good job of handling that, giving Simpson time, and Simpson has found his plethora of weapons that he has at the receiver spot, and that's why we're sitting here at down 21.
We'll let the Badgers kick off here, and then we'll check in with Patrick Herb as we get set to begin the second half. Wazair Brooks and Kevin Riley, the deep men for Alabama. As we get ready for the second half of play, and actually that's Dre Washington also deep with Brooks. Wisconsin kicking off. Alabama will receive, go right to left as we see it in the second half of play. And Nathaniel Vakos with the kick in the air, and there will be no return. Tide will start at its 25-yard line as we check in with Patrick Kerr.
The vibe in the locker room is going to be sounding like coach speak, but the message was that you have to focus on the present. And not because this game is out of reach, but because you have another choice. So the defense has to set the tone. They get the chance here to put up a statement. In terms of offense, though, it's really trying to get themselves in third and manageable. They've had five third downs. They've been third and 19, third and 8, third and 14, third and 5, third and 18. That's a hard way to live, especially when you're already backed up against this and you've got backup linemen playing.
Yeah, that has been the case as Alabama, first play from scrimmage in the second half. Ryan Williams starts in motion, now reversed. Bernard tosses it back to Simpson. He'll whip it short for Williams at the 20, along the numbers 25-30, 35-40. Williams 45-50, down the sideline 40 to the 30. Allegro chasing, he has no chance. Ryan Williams all the way, touchdown Alabama, 75 yards.
Yeah, a really well-designed play. They had all kinds of a fake and a flip back and then a flip back to the quarterback, and you're thinking they're going to take a shot down the field. Well, they didn't. They set up a screen, got the ball in one of their best players' hands, and had every lineman you can imagine out to set up a train track, and it was dominant blocking and a quick score. Looks like there's a flag, and I think that's going to be on the sideline. The ref ran into one of the coaches as he was running down on the touchdown. Oof.
27-0, Alabama. As waiting for the call here.
The score is a touchdown. Unsportsmanlike conduct, contacting, running into an official, Alabama, number 52 on the sideline. That penalty will be enforced on the kickoff. Touchdown.
So PAT coming up, and then there'll be assess that on the kickoff, as you just heard. Can't draw it up any worse than that.
No, you can't.
15 seconds gone by here in the third quarter. As Ryan Williams on the receiving end. A little trickeration, and it worked to perfection for Alabama. As the PAT is good. We are 15 seconds into the third quarter from the Rail Transport broadcast booth. Make it Alabama 28, Wisconsin nothing.
And you have to give some credit. That was obviously every team has some trick plays, and you think when you're ahead 21-0, I think initially from Wisconsin's standpoint, you're probably thinking they're going to come out, try to chew the clock, have a long drive. Well, they went for the jugular there on a, you know, a flip to your wideout, flip to your back, and a flea flicker-like type action. Wisconsin actually covered down on the one-man route pretty well, but unfortunately, we didn't see Williams kind of sneak off to the left side. And when you want to talk about executing a screenplay, not having your lineman go downfield and wait to set up a convoy, that is as good of a convoy as you're going to see. It was incredibly well executed, and unfortunately a huge play to start this second half, not going Wisconsin's way.
Kalen DeBoer and the offensive coordinator Ryan Grubb, they've been connected for a while, including Fresno State and the 2 years of Washington. Together again here in Tuscaloosa is Connor Tulte with the kick in the air. Return chance here for Vinny Anthony. He'll field right side at the 6. Cutting to the 15, the 20, 25. Anthony the 30, 35 to the 40. Anthony 45, 50. He's off to the races. Anthony the 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Vinny Anthony gets the Badgers on the board.
Well, what's happened in the second half so far? Anything exciting? What a return. And that's, you needed something like that. And if your offense is struggling, your defense just gives up a big play, find a way. Vinny Anthony, big play guy, found a way. Nice blocking. Everything set up well. And he found a crease and did not slow his stride down. And, man, did we need that.
94 beautiful yards for Vinny Anthony. To get the 95 officially is Nathaniel Vakos ready for the PAT. It is in the air and it is good. So we're 28 seconds into the third quarter and we've seen two touchdowns already. We'll take a break for the Rail Transport broadcast booth. Alabama 28, Wisconsin 7. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards. I guess he's okay.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscatine, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
It's always truck month at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. We've got trucks, regular cab, double cab, and crew cabs, custom, LT, LTZ or High Country, Duramax, Turbomax 5.3 and 6.2 motors. See the inventory, including 30 pre-owned trucks at JonesChev.com, schedule a test drive, schedule service, chat with a representative, and get a value for your trade-in. Whether it's our body shop, parts, service, or sales, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
They're standard and built Ford Tough Ford trucks and adventure-ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford Store today. A 95-yard kick return for Vinny Anthony gets the Badgers on the scoreboard. We're 28 seconds into the third quarter. It's 28-7, Alabama. Tausch, kickoffs at the college level and certainly in the NFL too now, it's almost an automatic touchback. You always wonder what's the edge on the kick cover team when you might have to cover one, you know, in the course of the game. And Vinny Anthony was just knifed right through it on his way to the end zone on that return.
Yeah, you're right. It's so often now that they're, you know, touchbacks, and I think you kind of fall into that lull. And also, you also just see you pulled ahead 28-0, and you know, Wisconsin, give Vinny Anthony credit. I think a lot of times, you know, the big time players, and Vinny obviously is one of our big time players, you just want to grab the bull by the horns and say, I need to make something happen. And he was able to go out and do it, because that pendulum, we haven't seen anything swing back Wisconsin's way really since that interception. And now you grab a little bit, and now you need to go down and find a way to make a stop on Alabama's offense.
So Nathaniel Vaco set to kick off again and hits this one in the direction of Brooks, and he'll let it hit into the end zone for the touchback. And penalty markers flying from all angles. Remember all the way back to last week when Wisconsin had no penalties? This one, I think, is going to go against Bama the way Wisconsin is reacting here.
I just love a penalty on a touchback, huh?
These officials spend a fair amount of time talking about it, too.
Yeah, they like to, you know, they don't realize we got a radio broadcast here. Like, let's get to it here, people.
It's against Bama. And Tim Barker, the referee, will tell us the specifics.
After the play, personal foul, blindside block, number 36 on the return team. Half the distance to the goal, first down.
It's QB Reese.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Well, that's a nice way to start. You get the touchback and half the distance to the goal. So you're giving your defense a shot here.
Patrick, what do you have?
Extra points to anybody who can name the last Badger to return a kickoff for a touchdown.
Nick Davis.
It was 4 years ago. Stephon Bracey returned the opening kickoff in Wisconsin's win over Nebraska in 2021. 91-yard kick return 4 years ago.
Sounds like dinner last night. Yeah. LePage is showing trivia skills.
Nick Davis. There's a blast from the pen. He returned a few.
Yes, he did.
A great one for the 13 of Alabama, first and 10. Simpson reads, keeps it, a throw into the dirt intended for Josh Cuevas. Incomplete. It'll be a second and 10 Alabama from its own 13-yard line.
Well, you have not seen that. That's only his second incompletion of the day, and that had to have been his easiest throw. So, you know what? Who knows? Momentum has a funny way of working out in football games.
Two receivers right, one on the left from the Alabama 13-yard line. Riley is the running back, second and 10 for the Tide. Opening minute, third quarter, 28-7, Alabama. Isaiah Horton, Wazair Brooks, tight to the left. Two are tight to the right. Simpson calls for the ball, gets the shotgun snap against a four-man rush, looking, throws left side, and is caught by Horton across the 20, up to the 24, and a first down for Alabama on a gain of 11.
You're sitting in a second and 10, and that's where you hope some pass rush or something will get Simpson out of rhythm. And that, again, really good protection. Our left tackle does a nice job on Cheeks, holding him off and allowing Simpson to deliver a strike to pick up a first down.
From the 24-yard line of Alabama, single back is Riley as Simpson works under his center. The All-American Parker Brailsford, Jeremy Bernard in motion left to right, a play fake Simpson, rolling to his right, stops, now rolls further to his right. He'll keep it, 25, he is to the 30, cuts inside, and Jameer Latimer will go ahead and wrap him up at the 32-yard line on a gain of 8. Second down and 2 for Alabama.
A nice play design there, got Simpson out of the pocket. Over route, got covered, and he went, used his legs to pick up 7 or 8.
Brooks slot to the right. On second down and 2, Simpson, quick toss. That's caught by Cuevas across the 30, 35-yard line, and he'll drive it up to the 40-yard line. Allegro is there, and that'll be a first down for Alabama.
And that looks like an easy pitch and catch, I'm sure, on TV and whatnot, but Reiger had his arms up. He did a really good job of kind of switching his arm angle to be able to get that out, and then good blocking. Cuevas picks up a first down on a play. I think they tried to run on their first play where he spiked it in the dirt. This time, they are able to execute it.
Matt Young, Austin Brown are the safeties right now for Wisconsin. Tyrese Fearbree checks in at outside backer for Wisconsin. From the 40-yard line of Alabama, first down and 10. Cuevas a tight end, motions out wide to the left. Pressure coming on Simpson, and he gets away. Buys time to his left to the 30, 35, 40, 45 to the 50. Still up, 45 to the 40-yard line of Wisconsin. What a job by Ty Simpson. The Badgers had him lined up, but could not get him to the grass. And takes it all the way near the 40-yard line of Wisconsin.
Yeah, I don't know how he avoided this because Wisconsin brought pressure. Fearbree beats inside the tackle on the inside. Curtis comes off the edge. They have him pinned, and somehow he spins away and makes a heck of a play with his feet. Wisconsin dialed up the right pressure, had the guys there, and Simpson found a way to avoid him.
Well, the 41 of Wisconsin, first and 10. We're 3 minutes into the third quarter, 28-7 Alabama. Caleb Edwards, a tight end, motions to the right. Here's Richard Young getting the handoff up the middle, and not much. As Wisconsin continues to do well when Alabama tries to run the ball north-south. In there defensively and linebacker right now for Wisconsin is the freshman Cooper Catalano.
Ben Barton, fantastic job of holding the point.
Second down for the Wisconsin 40-yard line. Second down and 9. Young is the running back to the left of the quarterback. Now he'll shift to the right. Play clock at 13, plenty of time. Ryan Williams, slot on the right side. Young to the left of the QB. Simpson back to throw. Badgers trying to heat him up. They pick it up, and a throw hangs in the air. It's caught by Williams, cutting left to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Alabama. Alabama getting what it wants, how it wants, whenever it wants.
And that's why that cat's going to be playing on Sunday, and he's going to be picked really early because that was not a great thrown ball. It was underthrown. Williams comes back to it and then is able to, you know, catch it, but the move after is what is really for two guys, and he just shook him all the way off the sideline. His athleticism showed there. Big time play by a big time player.
And Connor Talti with the extra point. It is in the air, and it is good. As Alabama again extends its lead. Badger fans, choose chill and celebrate responsibly. 21 means 21. Coors Light, choose chill. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. From the Rail Transport broadcast booth, 11:02 left of the third quarter. Alabama 35, Wisconsin 7. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hey, Badger fans, it's college football season, and SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of Hail Marys and walk-on heroes. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the action this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Let's go, Badgers! SeatGeek.
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's go-to for quality furniture, name brand mattresses, and unbeatable service. As a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, Steinhoffels is helping you gear up for game day. September 26th to the 28th, spend $1,999 or more at any Wisconsin Steinhoffels store and get a $100 University Bookstore gift card, perfect for picking up the latest Badgers gear. Relax, it's Steinhoffels.
41-yard touchdown connection. Ty Simpson to Ryan Williams, 35-7 Alabama with 11:02 left in the third quarter. And before the Tide will kick off again, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Well, the first 4 minutes or so of the second half, a Ryan Williams 75-yard TD catch, a Vinny Anthony 95-yard kick return, and another Simpson to Williams connection from 41 yards. All of that happening in 4 minutes of game time. 35-7 Alabama leading Wisconsin. So Tide set to kick off. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Pretty good start for Williams in the second half, I'd say. He's now up to 5 catches for 165 yards, and his athleticism really showcased, obviously on the screen, but also that catch. The underthrown ball comes back to it, and then he made a move. It's hard for me to describe, but it was stop on a dime like a joystick and then just breezes into the end zone. He just looks different.
Yeah, he was a sensation last year, and especially as we talked about in the first half of the season, as Tolte's kick will not be returned, as this one sails well beyond the reach of Vinny Anthony, back line of the end zone. We mentioned that with Williams, that he hurt Wisconsin, hurt a lot of teams early. First 7 games, 31 catches, 649 yards, 7 touchdowns. The final 6 games, just 17 catches, 216 yards, and a touchdown. So talk to people around here, that's his next step, to be able to sustain that over the course of an entire season.